episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm Adam. I'm fired.
And I'm Peter. You're in an opposite order that time.
I'm Josh.
And tonight we are playing American Truck Driver?
Truck Simulator.
Truck Simulator, sorry. It's a very realistic simulator. Yes. So.
Which is why I'm fail.
And John is a professional. He's going to try to make it through the fence.
He's going
to
go over. He's going to jump.
Time for a sweet jump.
Oh, that's the strongest defense. Oh my god, did you get sent high center there for a second?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Jackknife it. There we go. That's what you're supposed to do. I read somewhere.
We're getting distracted by just watching him drive.
I don't know if you could call this driving. Oh, I think I made the turn, though.
You did make the turn.
Finally. Okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to put the front of my truck right here and see what it says.
Well, I imagine that's the starting point.
Oh,
you just... Hit enter.
Enter.
Waiting.
Oh, look at you. You got XP.
So you got to deliver it. You either... On the side there.
Sorry, I'm in a hurry. I'm skipping it.
Damaged.
Wow, John.
So I made 420 and I lost 483.
Wow.
And I gained 128 but lost 224.
You're really kicking ass right now, John.
But you know what? I learned a lot.
It says current job, free as the wind.
it's probably actually the title of the...
This is the Waiting for Players Incorporated headquarters.
Man, we work in a shithole.
I'd assume this would get better over time.
Nope, constant shithole.
Yeah.
Pick your next job.
We improve slowly over time.
So you ready to get into the news?
I am.
Before we do, I just want to remind everybody, Steam sale is still going on until July 5th. Anybody pick anything up of note?
Nope.
Any crazy deal or anything like that anybody's
saying? I actually haven't really picked anything up yet, so...
Shadow of Mordor is $4.
Well,
I bought it.
If you haven't played Shadow of Mordor and you have $4, you should probably get on that one.
You were bringing up earlier that Soma was $8.
Yep.
So I might pick that one up just because I've had it on my wish list for a long time. $8,
it looks so creepy.
Yeah, I looked at it. I think it looks a little too spooky for this guy.
I have to wait until Monday before I can pick anything up. But there are 17 items on my wish list, and 16 of them are on sale.
Very
Did
nice.
Anybody else get an email that said like had the number and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there are 13 items. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a summer sale. Got that right.
Oh, you already got your trailer hooked up.
But I'm probably going to end up buying the last Walking Dead DLC I need, the Michonne one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Ori in the Blind Forest.
I'm thinking about picking up that one.
The second Sticks game, and maybe a couple others. Oh, the Jackbox party sets are on sale.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Nice.
2 and 3. I think 1 is 2, but it's not on my wish list.
Did you say, do you not have a match?
No, but I do know that the other games I mentioned are $3 and $7.
Yeah.
The deals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The deals.
John, are you going to go the right way this time?
He's taking his time.
He's okay. He wants to impress now.
30 miles per hour.
We're not worried about that.
You look like you got a nicer truck this time, too.
It looks like a smaller truck.
Hey, are you going east? No?
I'm going to Arizona.
You are going east. You're going eastbound and down.
No, John's got this.
ETA 6 hours.
I wonder what in-game time is like.
I hope it's real. I hope John is on a 6-hour
mission. There's the minutes
mission.
Counting down, so, like...
Oh, turn!
He's doing good.
It'd be really cool if save points were rest stops, and, like... So, if it was like, yeah, you actually had to drive that route for 6 hours.
Oh, you gotta take this turn...
Well, it says the
Did
time.
You hit somebody?
So it says he's supposed to get there at 8:10. Now it's 8:11 because he hit somebody.
Did I hit somebody? I didn't
it's
hit anybody.
2:10. So it's
2:11. Oh, yeah. It actually goes up pretty quick. It'll be. It's a 20-minute drive. That's nothing, John. You got this.
You'll be there by the time we.
Good luck merging on the freeway.
So. Steve Marcel says he loves this game.
Tell Steve I need help.
I'm pretty sure that car is waiting for you to get over. Oh, now he's passing you.
He's waiting for players.
Oh, it's a cop.
That's a fucking cop.
He's waiting for players.
Officer, chill.
you're good. He's not interested in you.
That's That's good. Yeah. Inconspicuous and legal.
You got this, John. You're doing solid right now.
Yeah, you just need to
It's weird. You don't think that
How
red...
How fast am I going? I really can't
54,
tell.
54, 55.
Oh, okay.
GPS up there top left.
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah. It takes a little while. I'm in a big truck,
I think
okay?
If it's red, it means you might be hit the top of your gear, maybe? I don't know.
Could be.
No,
I just upshifted. Maybe I'm over my speed limit. California's 55, three axles or more.
It might be 55 for a trucks.
So I'm a little over.
You're in the red.
Well, we could downshift one.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah,
it's 55.
It is
55. 55.
You speed a little, John. It's
okay. We got to get into the news, man.
John, you take this. No.
Sleepy truck driver been driving all night. Don't mind me.
You've been on the road for 30 minutes now.
Let's go.
Not even through your cup of coffee.
I think, do you need to go over in the right lane or no?
Nah. We'll stay in the middle. It gives us some, well,
you're
you know, maybe
going
courtesy.
Speed limit, really?
Yeah.
But
we'll do it out of courtesy.
Use your signal?
Oh, no, I did.
That's exit
okay,
only.
Exit only.
That's
now,
exit only, John.
God damn it. Getting back over. But we're
fault.
Using the signal.
That's my bad.
But we're using, we use the signal.
I would just stay in this lane if I were you.
Okay, don't.
Okay.
You don't have to pass people.
I'm doing 62. I should pray. All right. This is beautiful.
Well, we're just going to continue to comment on John's driving.
Well, I've improved tenfold
you
already.
You have, sir. It's actually
pretty
decent. Well,
you haven't had to do any, like, crazy turns.
It's true. You've been pretty much driving in a
straight
line.
Well, when I get to my destination, I'll have to park this bad boy.
Just tell
me
you're
change my view real quick.
To what?
Just something so you can see what I'm hauling.
There we go.
You just like...
Yeah, perfect. Leave it at that. Make him drive that way.
Old school GTA status. The road's turning.
Steve wants to let you know that he drives in cab view.
Yeah, I thought we should have made him drive in cab view.
I think that
we can go
better.
Back. I wanted to show what I was hauling.
Oh, gotcha.
Ass.
Yeah.
It's a lot quieter. Isn't
yeah, it is.
It is. It's so
this
much...
game would be a lot of fun in VR.
Definitely.
I think
definitely
this is just a peaceful game. Like, I'm going to go do a couple
your
long hauls.
In the bottom left of that map. I just noticed.
Oh, yeah, 55.
Right
yeah, little white sign.
Oh, so that's
okay.
True California law.
I didn't even notice that.
I'm
yeah.
doing 62 because we're going downhill. I'm just going to let off the gas for a second. A lot of weight still cruising.
Cops have passed you. No one's pulled you over yet, so I think
getting
you're
lucky, son. Speed monitored by air.
That's California, too.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Long stretches of nothingness.
Steve says you gotta turn the radio on. We are
ooh.
The radio, bitch.
Yeah, he's listening to talk radio right now. Listening to some podcasts.
So I guess that means it's time to get into the news then.
Yes. I think you blew past your drop off.
Technical problems aside.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there you go. That's what's coming up.
Hopefully that's done with. So this first piece of news really isn't video game news.
Yeah, fuck you. So Titan Comics and Bethesda Gameworks are partnering up for some continued licensed development of certain comics. And Comics Brew reported this news after a press release on Wednesday. And it was up for a whole day on our gamer news and then was taken down 24 hours later because it's technically not gaming news.
Did you post it to our comic books?
Yep, that too.
I would have laughed if that got taken down because it's video game based.
That well,
no,
I mean,
they,
I know
would,
it
they don't
have,
give a shit. Yeah,
but I thought it still they've been super funny.
Yeah, but
yeah, I don't know. I mean, one hand I kind of see it, but it's still video game related. Mm-hmm. So,
very
you know.
Video game related.
Yeah, it's, they were splitting hairs on whether or not this was gaming news or not. But the news is that Titan Comics, a British owned comic book developer, is going to be putting out content for Dishonored, for.
Wolfenstein,
and then there's one more.
And The Evil Within.
And The Evil Within, yeah.
The Evil Within actually is going to come out first on September 6th, so.
The cool thing, or the thing that people were wanting on Reddit before the post got taken down was they wanted a Skyrim comic or something in the
Elder
Scrolls.
Elder Scrolls, I'd read that. I'd at least pick up the first couple.
Yeah, or something in Fallout, any part of the Fallout universe.
I would
sure read
a Fallout
post-apocalyptic comic.
comic
with the Fallout tone.
Yeah,
that would
be great. Lend itself to that so easily. Yeah.
Now I just want to go play Fallout.
I mean, you know, maybe if they have success with these three,
Pete got
these three books, maybe they'll think about doing stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe. That could be cool.
Are we gassing up now?
Good?
Yeah, hold enter now. Oh, look at that.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
There we
go. Look at that fucking gas bill skyrocket.
Oh, my God. That's
$200.
Damn.
Look, I'm charging
97 gallons.
Nice. All right. Back on the road.
Thing is, you still had like half a tank. You could have made it. Hey, it's 420.
Wow, you've been on the road for almost like, what, 2 hours now? A little over 2 hours now?
Yeah, I still got 3 hours to go.
Been on the road for 420 minutes.
Good, nice, you're making, nice job.
You're making good time because you were going 60 for a while there.
Yeah.
Derping Flirt Man.
Hit up any wild lizards while you were there getting gas, John?
Derping Flirt Man says, hey, I can't see the road with the logo in the way. I moved it, Garrett. On. And then Gaming Guy says, hello, guy.
Hello.
Hello, Gaming Guy.
He joined us for part of our Hello Neighbor stream.
Okay. Nice. Thanks for joining us again.
Yes, welcome back to Super Awesome Truck Simulator, where John is an old pro.
Oh, you could do a bus simulator too, John.
Oh, God.
I mean, like I'm not in the same bus? Game, but there's a bus simulator.
How's yeah, my sure how's my is. ETA looking?
You're still making good time. You're 3 hours out.
Yeah. yeah, you remember, and it said like 8:10 or 8:20 that he was supposed to get there?
Yeah, that's 7:40. So, yeah. Yeah, you're making decent time.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, this is how you
get
this.
Just a little bit of speeding on the freeway, and you
this
make
is how you
hey,
get
that's
your
what the freeway's for.
Oh, yeah.
This is how you get that next job, though. You deliver early.
That's right, John. That's
you
right.
You lost money, though. I think your track record's not very good.
That was tutorial. That's bullshit. The tutorial didn't know what it was doing. Speed limit's 55. I'm banging out 57.
Derping Flirt Man says, thanks, man. It's so soothing, the open road.
On the road again.
I believe Derping Flirping Dirt Man is thinking about picking this game up as well. He at least mentioned it because it would be a calming game.
Dude, it's...
is it on sale for $10 right now?
Yeah.
That's not a bad
50%
price.
50% off.
I mean... Yeah, 20, that's a bit steep, but it's 10. I'll throw out $10 to play this for a little while.
Steve says best game ever.
Well, then it's definitely worth $10. Yeah. So.
This would be a great way for an excuse for me to listen to just podcasts at home and do something.
Right? I'm going to go for a drive. I'm stressed out.
What the fuck, guys?
And if this game doesn't have VR support, it definitely should. Yeah. So.
I wonder if this is going to lead to, like, you know how people that do, like, hardcore flight simulators, they're like, yeah, I can totally fly a plane if I wanted to. I get out on the, like get someone who gets their CDL and is like, the only way I learned is
if they
of
hook
American
up an Xbox
simulator.
360 controller or an Xbox bus. What are you doing?
Where's your horn? There's a cop right there. Donuts. Ooh.
The speed limit went down to 40, so we dropped it.
Well, you're still
now. You're going slow. You're gonna get pulled over for going too slow.
I'm excited. What do you want me to do?
Hit the bus.
It's stopping.
We're not doing that.
What's the next news story?
Pass it.
Oh, and Steve says there's a lot of good mods for this game.
Mods?
Mm-hmm.
People mod this game?
Probably.
That's awesome.
The next story is about the internet-wide day of action to save net neutrality.
Woo, net neutrality.
Net neutrality protest. So, yeah.
We've talked quite a bit about net neutrality. It's a pretty big, big deal. It's going to suck if we don't have it.
Yeah. So imagine when this day comes along, just like last time, that a lot of your favorite sites will go dark. Sure, Reddit will do a thing. I know
it's
Porn
not a
Hub
go dark, though.
Thing.
Most likely, they're going to throw up a message for everybody that first goes to the site.
Mm.
Going dark would be awesome. Going dark would be ideal.
Yeah.
if Amazon
Wikipedia went dark,
huh?
Wikipedia went dark for SOPA.
And maybe they will again, but I don't really see Amazon doing that or something. They'll lose
that would
millions.
Be
is that siren in real life?
And I get the argument from our perspective, right? Well. You know, that's millions they'll lose now for who knows how many millions they'll lose from other customers. But for real, if net neutrality doesn't is a thing, you know. But for real, Amazon's so big, it probably wouldn't affect them anyway.
They have so much money. I mean, they can afford to make the change.
Exactly.
You discovered El Centro. I don't know how you discover something in your truck.
I thought you were going to rear-end that thing, man.
He just, like, slowed down. The speed limit's 55, man.
One thing that's helpful, though, I think they actually announced this a couple weeks ago, but a lot of the porn sites are joining in on this.
Yep. Pornhub is.
Yep. I think there's a couple different ones, too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, but the vice president of Pornhub's been the most... Jesus, John. Been the most vocal about it recently.
Right. And I forget. I had read an article about how much traffic they get. It's like, it's like 11 million a day. That's probably really low, but...
It's probably a low for sure.
It's probably way higher than
even that number is... outrageous.
Pretty high. Hey, everybody likes their pornography.
Yeah, and you take that away for a whole day, people are going to notice.
Oh, yeah.
Things will be less sticky.
You know, I got to beat it to
so much more done today.
Yeah.
It's probably a lot of now what's, right? Like, now what?
Or like, damn it, I have to use my imagination? Oh, man. Oh, I'm an adult.
You gotta merge. Cut over now. Go.
This guy let you in. We're boss.
Oh, I wonder if there's construction zones.
But all of this is very important, right? So, like, because we don't want to live in a world where
content providers tell us what sites we can view.
I think I had a stop sign, maybe.
Fuck it. So we'll be paying for internet packages that allow you to view certain sites, and maybe you have to pay more to view other sites.
It's a lot like how the internet used to be, where you'd have to pay America Online to access content that was approved through them.
Right.
Before the internet actually became what we know the internet as today.
Right.
Well, you don't need guests.
Because sites you could access through America Online. There were certain sites you couldn't access through America Online. So.
How much gas do you have?
He has a full tank.
The gaming guy wants to know if we've played Undertale.
I have.
Okay.
Didn't we do it on the stream?
Yeah, we
yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Did you really need to fill up again?
I don't know. It looked. I saw the green.
$40
14 gallon. I think you were good for a little while.
You have a gas gauge right up there, yeah. Like where you're 0 miles per hour, what gear you're in.
I know. It was lit up. I thought it was part of my mission.
No, it's just telling you it's full. It was pretty low before. You're still making good time, though, so you're doing good. Only an hour and a half left.
We'll just call that a snack break, huh?
Yeah. Lizard break.
Ooh. Can you make that turn?
He's got it.
Oh, yeah.
Old but he's pro. Too tall.
Old pro.
This truck's a little easier to drive than the one in the tutorial.
I just kind of.
We got to the left. Is that
yeah.
It? Oh, shit.
Make sure you're looking left, buddy.
Okay. Right. If this is your first time here joining us on the stream, be sure to hit that subscribe button and you can get regular episodes of the same excellence as this one.
Stuck your head right out the window.
You can watch John just. You can watch John drive as an expert every week.
Not an expert.
What are you talking about? This is.
I mean, this is superb, but I just can't get over what happened last time.
Hey, man. Okay, you guys are making.
What happened last time?
Everything went horribly wrong.
Oh, you mean today, but last time. Okay, gotcha. The next news story has to do with some E3 stuff that we happen to miss. Because this gameplay premiered at E3, but it's Uncharted: The Lost Legacy.
Yeah, it is. We didn't cover that one. I think when we started watching the conference, we had just missed that trailer.
Yeah,
or something.
For PlayStation. Yeah,
right. And then we just went straight into the show. I mean, it looks good, right? I'm sure it's going to be good. It looks a lot like Uncharted 4.
Yeah, and it's got some of the same shit, like the rope. Like that, and like the run and gun.
Right,
really
like
highlight.
So much so that it probably should just be called Uncharted 4: The Lost Legacy instead. I'll probably wait and see how good it actually is. I was never a big fan of Chloe, and she was in Uncharted 2, I believe.
I like Chloe.
I didn't really like her at all. So, like, I don't really want to necessarily play a game with her in it.
Unless
it's a really amazing game.
Oops.
Or like I see some spoilers and it's got some. You know,
some good
Nathan
story
Drake or something that ties it into the main game. Yeah.
Wasn't the black chick? Wasn't she in 3? Isn't she a part of the heist in the very beginning of the game?
Maybe.
I think she is.
She might be.
But I think Chloe's involved in it too. I don't know.
Right.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, I was just never a big fan of Chloe.
I like her. She's also like a double crossing bitch, but I like her.
That may have been why. I don't know.
Yeah.
but like I said, I mean, Naughty Dog makes amazing games. I'm sure it's going to be a good game. I have no doubt. I like that it's only $40 and it doesn't have a $60 price tag.
Yeah.
And if you have a certain, like if you bought Uncharted 4, like the Digital Deluxe Edition or a couple different collector's editions, you get this for free.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool. How would they track if one person ordered several? Like if they, like just through PSN?
Yeah, like okay. If you download it, it'll just pop up as a download on your PlayStation if you have that game, like the Deluxe Edition or whatever other editions. There was two other ones, so.
You're fine. He's cool. He's hitting somebody else.
Yeah.
Just stay in the right lane and don't ever try and pass a trailer.
It's about time to drop off your delivery.
That's good, because then you have a whole hour to figure out how to like back up the trailer and stuff.
Yeah. Exactly.
The gaming guy has asked, how are we all today, by the by?
Oh, good. I'm pretty good.
I'm I'm, you know, learning a new career path, so I'm feeling pretty optimistic about the future.
Gaming guy, I am rolling.
Like, are you rolling laughing?
How do I turn on my headlights?
Actually rolling.
Mm. Ooh, that's a good question.
Uh-oh.
Hmm.
Yeah, you don't want to get pulled over.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh,
try and controls. Okay, hey, this is my exit. Though. We got to get there before dark because we can't turn the headlights on.
Should we look it up? Do you want me to look it up?
Yeah, look it up.
Just start pressing buttons.
Stop.
You want me to press L?
Steve says press L.
Are they on now? Can we go?
There we go.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
That was badass.
Steve's a good man.
Steve should be screaming this.
Steve plays all the time. Steve's a boss. I am not a boss.
I don't know. You're almost there.
He ain't my boss.
8 minutes. Nice.
Turn your blinker off.
We're getting there.
Oh, John's getting ready for his delivery.
Yeah, this will be the best part where I have to drop it off.
The last couple of weeks, we've been talking a little bit about how Take-Two's been getting into some trouble with Rockstar recently, specifically over their modding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rockstar went to bat for their single players and pleaded with Take-Two to allow them to continue to mod, and Take-Two caved.
Really?
Yeah, open up.
Didn't they, though?
I don't know.
That's my problem with all this.
Open 4 is not. They're not going to pursue legal action against people that are still using Open 4. That's what they said.
But the cease and desist is still there.
Yeah, so it's like not...
That doesn't get removed. So Open 4 is still screwed. See, my thing is, I've seen a couple articles that said that Rockstar pled for this and blah, 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 and all this. But that doesn't. There's no real official statement of that anywhere, you know. And if you read this thing, like, it really is just like, yeah, we probably won't mess with mods unless we change our mind.
Oh, okay. That's not a definite statement.
Look to the right and then swing a trailer.
Right, so, and it's still killing a lot of. So, not only did it kill Open 4, it also killed. They were going to do a mod, so they would bring in Liberty City Stories to GTA 5.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah. This also killed a mod that was going to bring Red Dead Redemption to GTA 5, like a reskin.
That would be so cool.
Yeah. and something else, too.
Are you going to back it in, John?
He has to.
I picked the harder
method?
Yeah. Yes. Because I'm too good, so I figured everything was going, so...
You want a different view, or you're going to make him do it like this?
There's a horse in that truck.
What?
There's a horse in that truck.
Look at his horse. His horse is amazing.
So, should we read the statement?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
So it says, Rockstar Games believes in reasonable fan creativity, and in particular, wants creators to showcase their passion for our games. After discussions... I wasn't watching.
You went the wrong way.
I went the wrong way. Like, I'm supposed to be pulling it in this little nook.
Make that turn anyway. It was a fucking trailer.
So this is the part that really the only part that really says about them talking to them. It says, after discussions with Take-Two, Take-Two has agreed that it generally will not take legal action against third-party projects involving Rockstar's PC games that are single-player, non-commercial, and respect the intellectual property rights of third parties. This does not apply to multiplayer or online services. 2, tools, files, libraries, or functions that could be used to impact multiplayer or online services. Or 3, use or importation of other IP, including Rockstar IP, in the project. This is not a license, and it does not constitute endorsement, approval, or authorization of any third-party project. Take-Two reserves the right to object to any third-party project, or to revise, revoke, or withdraw this statement at any time at their own discretion. This statement does not constitute a waiver of any rights that Take-Two may have with respect to third-party projects.
So it doesn't say anything at all. Yeah, they still reserve the right to do whatever
they're just like, ah, we won't do it unless we change our mind, and then we can. We could just, like, this doesn't even exist anymore.
Hey, Steve, in your mind, is this cheating?
A little too much.
Is this cheating how they do this, Steve?
Yeah, kind of. Unless we can imagine, like, a drone helping him out, you know?
That would be so cool.
That would actually be really good. Car feature. Launch a drone to see where you are.
So, I don't know. I kind of feel like this was all just to make Rockstar look like the good guy. Yeah. And it's really not changing anything.
It's a non-news story.
At all. No, I think it's still a news story. I just think that it's not... it's not really helping the way that they implying that it is.
Right.
I don't think anybody really thinks that either. Like, all the threads on Reddit and everything, the comments I've read on articles are all like, this is bullshit. This doesn't really do anything. You know?
I'm thinking, though, that the, like, why wouldn't you have some umbrella that you could put developers, like mod developers, under and go, there you go. Is that it? Cool.
Crank
put
it
mod
harder.
Developers under
crank
and then have an official way for them to make mods. I mean, Steam's tried to do similar things in the past, but I mean, it just
auto
seems
parking.
Like
just skip
having that,
the trailer,
having that
delivery.
Creation area for people and having an approval process of some kind for
right.
your IP, that would be what you want. If people are going to do it anyway, why not make an avenue, a legal avenue for them that you control?
No, I agree.
Like paid mods.
It could lead to that road, right? But I agree totally with that, though. Like, there should be an official way, but at the end of the day, that's time and money that the company has to put in that they don't really
care to.
Yeah, because they're not going to get any money from that, and it's not like GTA's hurting.
No.
Right. You know? Everybody's still going to buy the next GTA that comes out.
Yeah,
so
probably.
And Red Dead Redemption 2, like, we're all already sold on that one. So.
Yeah. Hi, Cupcake.
Hello, Cupcake.
Hello, Cupcake.
I was wondering how that would work. this game is American Truck Simulator. And okay. John is driving.
Look at all the tire marks all over the yard.
I think.
By the way, Steve says doing it in third person is not cheating. He does this all the time.
There you go. Now straight back.
No, turn.
Oh, that was close.
Now unfuck your angle.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Unfuck yourself.
There you go.
Oh, you got this.
Oh, you almost got it. Perfect.
Auto parking.
Oh, straighten out. Auto parking.
You want to auto park this thing, John?
Oh, but then you won't make as much money.
We would get to the next mission.
Yeah, but last time we made negative money on the... And
John did way
experience.
Better this time. I got faith.
Just do it, dude.
Oh, you figured out... Oh, you just... Like,
oh, yeah, I'm rocking the keyboard
for
him.
You're on the thing there. You did excellent. Look, you're excellent.
Hey, still made $7,000.
There you go.
You went from what, damage
you guys,
to excellent?
Our company's going to have its own truck in no time.
Nice, dude.
Time for another job.
Why don't you try and go like from Arizona to like Weed, California?
Oh yeah, dude.
Like all
make
the way
a delivery
north.
To San Francisco. Redding works. Eureka.
So if that's here we go. Let's use this big old Peterbilt.
Yeah.
All right. What?
Big old Peterbilt.
It's
Peterbilt. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. Why do I have to start
like
here like this?
Another situation where
you well,
have
you
to
got turn your trailer
around.
Hooked up and everything. You should just
oh,
be able
yeah,
to pull
that's
out.
Easy.
You just crank to the
yeah,
left.
Yeah, because there's so much fucking room.
You can do that.
Here.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so much fucking room.
You got this. All the way. Oh, crank it all the way.
Oh!
Nah,
you
got it.
You got
He's
it.
Good.
Yeah,
you're good.
Keep going.
Did I scare you?
Oh, it hit my truck, I think.
No, you straightened out.
Oh, Cupcake Cool has a question. What's
yes.
up?
Was that the question?
We're
no.
waiting for the question.
We're waiting
now.
For the question.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You want back in the cab?
Yeah.
So what's the next news story, Peter?
The next news story that I didn't have open at all.
It's the last news story.
Oh, is it?
I think. Oh, no, it's not. It's two
no.
more. My
oh,
bad.
Okay. I was like, maybe I'm on the wrong one.
No, it's Twitch and Blizzard teaming up for
Twitch.
Yeah, for esports stuff.
I mean, I'm not too surprised by this. They're probably doing some sort of Heroes of the Storm championship, Overwatch championship.
Yeah. I mean, StarCraft.
Yeah, thank you. That was the game I was thinking of. StarCraft. They have a lot of competitive games.
Hearthstone could be one. I mean,
that's true.
That's getting really large now, and there's definitely tournaments. But it would be interesting. I don't know how active a Hearthstone stream is really going to be to like watch.
Yeah, it's
right.
going to be pretty dull unless you're like super into Hearthstone
and have a lot of commentary.
Yeah, because
like I've tried to watch pro Magic Search circuits before, like the pro games, and they're pretty dull.
I believe that.
It's not like someone's, oh, and he put down that creature, and oh my god, he won again. Like, I mean, it's, I just don't see that happening.
No.
I don't see a yield.
It's more like golf.
I have a green light, asshole.
So I know what the question is. Cupcake Cool wants to know, what is your favorite game?
American Ooh. Truck Simulator, can't time, you tell?
That's a hard question.
Or just individually?
I think individually.
That's a hard question.
For real, right now, it's a toss-up between one of the Legend of Zelda games and The Witcher 3. Or Last of Us. One of those three. So yeah, it's my favorite right there. Peter says Dark Souls.
Dark Souls 3.
Shit. You know what? You could probably go back and listen to like episode 2 or 3 of this show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did this, but... I don't know.
My answer probably changed.
Though. Yeah. Because Dark Souls 3 wasn't out yet.
Yeah.
What about you, Adam?
So it was Dark Souls 2.
Probably The Witcher 3 or Overwatch. Not Overwatch. I've played a shitload of it, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite game of all time. It's probably The Witcher 3. Really? I don't know. That's tough, man. There's so many different games and different styles of games to where it's hard to pick just one.
It is. It is really hard to pick just one.
We also have a large portfolio of played games.
We do. So quite a bigger. Few games.
I mean, I don't
mine's
think so.
Big and huge.
Got the biggest portfolio.
Well, we know what John's favorite game is.
He already said it.
Truck Simulator.
Truck Simulator.
I'm pretty sure it's 2017.
Is there a year on this simulator game?
It is 2017. It might be 2016.
No, he's just telling you what year it is right now.
I'm starting to think.
All right, John, speed limit 75. You get to cook. Smash down the highway.
I was gonna make a meth joke, but
we did have one more piece of news.
Yeah, this is the one I was thinking of.
We did. Yeah.
And if Rachel is listening or watching right now, she'd probably lose her mind. I'm kind of losing my mind. This is awesome.
You know, first off, it's a Super Nintendo classic edition. So it's
SNES classic.
Right.
Yeah,
so
who saw this coming?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
I already anyway. Anyway, I already have an unopened SNES, so I can just go back and play that.
Yeah, but you don't need the cartridges for this.
It's true.
Right.
And it connects USB. Yeah, via USB.
Right. I don't know. I think after the whole, with how hard it was to try to get one of the regular Nintendo ones that came out last year.
Sure.
And then, like, not only was it hard to get, but before it ever came back, they stopped producing it then. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know. I would pick one up, like, if I saw one in a store. I'm just not going to go out of my way to try
and... Hunt one down.
And hunt one down, right, exactly. Because sure. You're going to have to be on top of it unless you want to pay, like, double price or triple price on eBay.
And you really got to wonder, like, are they going to do the same thing they did with the NES and not allow not allow you to add more games to it?
Oh, no. You're not allowed to add more games.
Yeah,
it's read-only. Whatever's on there is...
That's too bad.
But with that being said, because of the game lineup, like that's the reason why you'd want it.
Sure,
you know?
The game lineup's pretty sick on this too. This is very much like my childhood game.
Yep.
Like we had an NES, but the Super Nintendo was my first console.
Right. And then it gives you Star Fox 2.
Yeah.
So.
Which fucking never came out on the Super Nintendo.
Right.
Really?
Not in America.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I don't know. I think it's just kind of bullshit how Nintendo does things like that and holds
for
back
sure.
their supply.
Oh yeah.
I thought you were talking about not releasing games or releasing different games.
No, just manufacturing demand. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
And that kind of sours me to all this.
Yeah, they're free to do it, though.
It is, but, I mean, 70, 80 bucks, we could build a Raspberry Pi system that emulated all these systems.
Yeah, that was my argument to this.
You know?
Yeah, so... Super Mario, here's your list of games. Super Mario World, F-Zero, Super Mario Kart, Legend of Zelda Link to the Past, Super Metroid, Street Fighter 2, Punch-Out, Castlevania 4, Donkey Kong Country, Mega Man X, Kirby Superstar, Final Fantasy 3, Kirby Dream Course, Star Fox, Star Fox 2, Yoshi's Island, Super Ghouls and Ghosts,
yes.
Earthbound, yeah. Secret of Mana, Contra 3, and Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars. And the system will be available September 29th, 2017.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, a ton of games on there that would be awesome to play. Mm-hmm. And it'd be cool to have it in a little package where you could just...
I think Rachel just showed up, so I'm going to show her the package again. Ha ha. And then I'm going to take it away. Ha ha.
Josh, no showing your donger on our stream.
You do it all the time.
Whoa.
No, I don't.
No.
You do it every time.
YouTube, that definitely doesn't happen. Don't listen to them.
I don't show my dog on the internet.
Anybody regularly watching.
We've seen it several times on this show alone.
Show it to you later.
So yeah,
I'm
I don't
know. Surprised.
The thing's pretty awesome. I'd buy, like I said, I'd buy one if I saw it on the store shelf. Like, it was actually easy to get, or I could just order one off Amazon without having to worry about. Fuck, I it's in stock. I got to do it within the next 20 minutes, or you know. Otherwise, I would. I mean, all of us have computers that could run any emulator.
The gaming guy is taking off.
You can
so
just go play.
Bye, gaming guy.
Bye, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
No, there are sites you can just go play old NES and SNES games on.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know how well those perform. I've never really tried a, like,
I've played
a site that's like that. But
yeah.
I've played with plenty of emulators, and, I mean, most of them have gotten, especially when you get into the older systems like Nintendo's, SNES, stuff like that, they work better than the original hardware did anyway, so... Mm-hmm.
So do we have any other news, or is it time for John to tell us about his trucking?
No, I think it's time for John to give us the ins and outs of this game.
Rachel said she'd get one, she'd stand in front of the Best Buy for 4 hours again. I mean, if you're willing to do it, more power to you. I will beat the crap out of you in none of these games.
Wow. Okay, I was like, that is abusey.
Abusey?
Beat the crap out of you.
Is that Jake or Gary?
There was a slight pause in between the two sentences.
Nah.
Okay. I will beat you.
Senseless.
About half a tank games. There, John.
So if you hit Rachel, you'll be turned into a Busey.
Yeah.
Busey.
Yeah, and I asked earlier, Gary
hey,
or
these
Jake.
These trucks, I'm only doing one over.
You'll be your own Busey.
I'm only doing one over the speed limit.
I need at least three times more teeth.
It's really slow, yeah. You got to deal with traffic, man. You're still making,
both
like...
Both number and size of teeth.
Yeah, I need like 18 times more teeth to be a Busey.
Peter, can you do me one favor?
Yeah, what's that?
Look up the developer of this.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Looks like you got a message or something, too.
You do. It's
yeah, it said I got new mail earlier, but I don't know how to check mail.
It's probably like new jobs
nope,
or
that's
something.
The map.
We're usually more prepared, but we chose this one pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah.
We originally had a different game in mind, but they were having server issues.
We can mention
it.
Yeah.
Dungeon Defenders 2.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah, they're just having some server issues,
on
so don't be surprised.
On the wrong goddamn day.
Right? But John went out and...
SCS software. Vehicle simulation game is the genre.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
What other games have they made then? Is there like...
Truck Simulator USA, Truck Simulator 3D, Heavy Truck Simulator, Grand Truck Simulator, Truck Simulator. Anyway.
I like trucks.
Lots of trucks.
Lance Varney says, Wazzup, I subbed.
Wazzup, thank you.
Thanks. Really
we could do a lot of simulators. We could do train simulators.
When are we going to do Farm Simulator?
Farm Simulator?
Dude, Farm Simulator?
Jared has 60 hours in Farm Simulator. That blows my mind.
You want to talk about peaceful? Let's go plow a field, man.
So yeah. I'll plow your back for you.
Oh, my God.
To be honest, I'm completely and totally surprised we haven't done Goat Simulator.
Yeah, actually, I
really feel like I dropped
really
the ball on
that one.
GTA 5 Goat Edition.
You know, it is on sale on the Steam Store right now. Maybe I'll pick that up.
You can play Flappy Bird inside of Goat Simulator.
This is American Truck Simulator. You get to pick like what level of realism you really want.
What level?
Like
are
as far
now?
As shifting, like I picked the middle range of shifting where I still have to shift my gears.
But there's no clutch.
But well, not just that, but there's like so other trucks have a high-low system. Like high and all that other stuff, which is like way tricky. It's beyond me, especially with no practice,
like,
you know? So
right.
I didn't want an automatic. I still wanted to have to do the shifting.
The good call.
But I didn't want to go with like super advanced shifting. And then, you're just a, you're long haul truck driver, you know, just trying to make a living, trying not to get tickets. You can get pulled over for speeding and then I don't know if they pull you over. I think it just fines you. I don't know if
probably.
I actually have to pull over. Get the cops interested. I mean, I could catch back up to those guys in front of me. You want to see me upshift?
You'll make some awesome timing that way.
Yeah, we could see.
I've got our actual list of games here now.
Okay, what do they got?
So starting with Bus Driver in 2007.
Ooh, Bus Driver would be fine.
Uh-oh.
Do you get to, like, slap people in the
shit? They made an iOS version of this game as well. 18 Wheels on Steel. That steel. Was what was that? Of Eight, steel. Of thank steel. You. Yeah. Truck Simulator. And I think then there was yeah. Why did that like make a huge break in there?
That was weird. Like a
hunting
table,
unlimited. There's another one.
Oh, they branched out into hunting.
Dude, so I'm driving. That's right up
actually, alley. I've got I've got a backup though. This is it. Actually those were in the wrong order. So hunting unlimited is their first game in 2001. Oh, and then okay. It was Hard Truck 18 Wheels of Steel, and then 18 Wheels of Steel Across America, Hunting Unlimited 2, Hunting Unlimited 3, 18 Wheels of Steel Pedal to the Metal, Ocean Dive. That's a break right there. That's when they branched into something else. So let's do Ocean Steel.
Maybe they were trying to branch into the fishing market of their demographic.
Oh, could be.
Wheels
could
of
be.
Steel, Hunting Unlimited 4, 18 Wheels of Steel, Hauling. bus driver, deer.
Do dot, it! Do it! Do it! Fuck them! Go! Go! Fuck cut those people!
Deer drive. Does anybody know what deer drive would be?
Yeah, it's you when you're on a horse and
driving a deer.
Okay, I guess so. Hunting Unlimited 2008.
I was going to say it'd be like doing like a cattle drive.
There we
with
go.
Deer.
2008, yeah. There was Euro Truck Simulator.
Oh, yeah. That
German,
one was pretty popular for
German
a while.
Truck
that.
Simulator?
Something went beep beep, John.
That was me.
Oh, something went beep beep, Adam.
UK Truck Simulator?
Trying to look up how to read a John's mail.
And this is the newest
American. Oh, we should
American
have played that
Truck
one
Simulator.
Because then John would have to be driving on the wrong side of the road.
That would have been helpful, yeah.
Rachel says, I feel like their demographic is kind of redneck.
what I want to know
I
is
just love
you,
driving trucks in NASCAR. Ain't
if you,
redneck
if
about
you
it.
Drive trucks during the day, are you really going to want to play a
oh,
truck
you better
driving
get gas.
Game when you get home?
Fuck no.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't do that. That's like asking me
that
to
sounds
a,
like a serial killer.
Maybe if you want to play like kind just of. Wreck into everybody.
This is Truck Simulator USA, right, John?
It's American Truck Simulator.
American Truck.
American.
Fill her up.
What do you need? Oh yeah. Harder.
You got $7,000?
Yeah.
Nor does the gas station have $7,000.
No, he made $7,300 last time, last mission. So.
Wow, dude, good job.
Are you even
filling
up?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just speed away.
Yeah,
man.
I've got
125
gallons
seriously.
For a total of $354.
Jesus Christ.
We're going to go ahead and fire this baby back up and get on the road again.
You could run into a cop and you probably still have enough money.
You wouldn't kill the cop, obviously. The physics in this game aren't accurate, the collision physics. It's just kind of you hit them and then everything's normal.
Absolute mayhem on the 45 today as a truck simulator that was apparently American just ran over the cops. He only owed $350. The cop was three days away from retirement.
Oh, geez, man. Really? I had to hit him 3 days before retirement in your story?
He was full pension, too.
The
he had three grandkids,
in,
John. Three grandkids.
Right on.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. There's a real fascination with the open road in Europe.
Just disconnect.
Oh, I can see that, yeah.
That'd be dope. To be a developer
it's,
in Prague.
Like, to be honest, do you remember watching that fucking Stephen Fry in America?
Yeah, huh?
Remember how many times he'd be like, this is what everyone thinks of America when he's, like, driving across Nebraska. He's, like, just open country. So you could totally see how a European country would be kind of romanticizing the idea of
well, everything's
truck
so
simulator.
Close there, you
I remember
know?
That and the whole episode that was like, fuck Florida.
Yeah, fuck Miami.
So far, I find this game to be quite enjoyable.
Quite pleasing.
Yeah, we found it really enjoyable about 15 minutes
So that's what I was
going to
ask, John. Are you going to play this after the stream, like, on your own?
Yes.
I would be surprised.
At least for a little bit.
To be honest,
I would
totally play a game like this, too. I like simulators. I played a lot of, like, flight simulators.
I'm enjoying
shit, so.
the open road.
I liked... I liked Rogue One, Rogue Squadron. That was a good simulator.
Mm. By the way, you guys...
Speed violation 280.
Uh-oh.
You got plenty of money. You just keep going speeding. Don't even slow
down. No, I was like, I'm going to try speeding. And immediately turned on his freaking
What's
lights.
Your ETA? Like, how far do you have to go?
I just cranked it up, too, right before that. And as soon as I did, he just, woo, ticket.
You're still doing pretty good. You've shaved, like, 10 minutes or so off your
still
time.
Got, like, 2 hours to go, though.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
How far am I going this time?
148.
I'm getting sleepy on this
dark road. You get there faster. No.
I wonder if that comes into effect. Does your driver's own like awareness and sleepiness like figure into this?
No, it gets like fuzzy in and out. Like your screen like goes black and then like comes back on, and you have to like correct whichever way.
If you're playing with a controller, you hit the side of the road where those divots are, and you go.
Listen. Wait for it.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Where's there was a sleep strip on the other road.
Oh. It looks like there's one.
I feel like I can see it too, but don't.
Steve says yes, that does come into effect.
Oh, nice.
Actually, he just said yes. I don't know what part
of
yes.
Otherwise,
next to your gas gauge, there's a little bed, so maybe once that goes on, you start getting sleepy.
I could see that.
Yeah. Oh, there is? I didn't see that.
Yeah, there's a little in between the gas gauge and the mail.
Yeah.
Well, my truck driver. How long have you been driving so far? Within this?
I don't know. He's got the same adventure. Money, so he just took a. He started the other one at like 210.
Yeah,
whatever.
He took a job.
Bro,
yeah.
You need to.
You're getting to that level of insanity.
I'm pretty sure that's
it's
illegal.
It's midnight
in
now.
Some states. Hey, look, I am just trying to make that moolah, man. I got three kids with three different women.
You're 3 days away from retirement.
Oh, man.
I don't want to sleep anyway because I got sleep apnea.
I got babies all across the U.S.
He's bound down.
No, I think it's a fun game. I mean, if you enjoy simulators.
Yeah.
I wish I had time to play it more beforehand because I don't really. I mean, I'm on my second official mission outside of the tutorial, so it's not like I have a
what's
great
funny
amount
is
of
the tutorial experience. Wasn't successful.
Oh, the tutorial actually cost me money and I netted negative XP.
I wish we would have started the show that way.
I didn't
way.
Even know you could do that in games.
Right? I didn't either. It was like, you made $283, but you lost $383 in fines. I'm like, fair enough. And then it's like, you gained 124 XP, but you lost 229 XP because you're bad. Because
you suck.
Yeah, I couldn't.
You hit a minute, John.
I'm doing 56 and a 55, and we're calling it good.
I'm scared.
Dude, did you see that car?
It was the family vacation car?
Yeah.
We're going to get over
that was a quick lane change there, John.
Yeah, I know. You got to swoop. The gaps aren't open forever, man. You know, you just got to make your decision.
Seize the gap.
You ever watch those truck drivers? Some of them are scary.
Yeah, some of them cause accidents.
Yeah, not this one, though.
Captain Daddy.
Most of these people are like Counter-Strike like people that we met.
Invite them to the Waiting for Players group.
Did I take the next exit, as I was saying?
Just bowl right over that one, okay, John?
No, I,
like, yeah,
I have dedicated myself to being the world's greatest long-haul truck driver.
You are.
Nothing else matters.
You've been going in a nice straight line for a while now, so.
It's been an impressive life.
Slow down.
I am slowing down.
Now you are, yeah.
Shut really up, quickly. Peter.
Like, stopping.
It's going 10.
I didn't get to a low enough gear for this hill.
Yeah. So start. You gotta start all over. That's like actually a thing with truck drivers. If you fuck up on your gear, sometimes you just have to start over. A lot of like freeways will have big sand lots at the end, so the truck driver can like pull into it and redo their gears.
All right, John. Looks like you're gonna have to redo your gears.
Well, I gotta get down to one now.
Which way are you supposed to go?
Left. Looks good.
Well, in what country is red the way you go on a map? It must be the Czech Republic because this is weird.
Not only that, but look at that fucking GPS map. There's yellow lines everywhere. Part of the line is green. Part of the line
is green. Green is where you need to go to. So.
Well, it could be traffic advisory, but it's the middle of the fucking night and things red. Like, that's obviously not the case because you're just blowing through.
The green are little arrows that disappear after you go past them.
Yeah, I don't know why the road's red. I don't like it.
It doesn't make any sense. Also, you have two maps.
Yeah, well, one's because you can bring up that on your HUD.
Yeah,
you can get rid of it.
Right.
Oh God, John,
dude, it said 55.
We're fighting for normal cars, not for behemoths.
I think we're making good time.
You are.
Look at that! Look at that swerve up
now.
Ahead.
Oh,
we're hitting this. We're hitting this at full speed.
You're barely
upshift. Upshift.
Oh, that's a straight 90.
Just 20 minutes left. You got this. And then you're going to sleep?
No.
Oh, his sleep icon lit up, though.
No, he's going to get those fucking truck driver meth pills, and he's going to go nuts.
Dude.
Oh, no! Oh, God! You pussed out. You pussed out.
Down to first gear.
Oh, man.
I wasn't going to make it. I had to break.
I was so ready to see
it. You
were to
make it, so you had to break it?
He checked himself before he wrecked himself. Turn right.
That's a red light. That's a red light.
Right on red.
Okay. Show a red light.
We're stop, maybe.
Caution, truck makes California. Wide right turns.
Oh, God. Okay, we're okay. I didn't hit anything.
Let's get into the gadget and then go.
Seriously. I'm sorry. I got distracted. I know. I distracted
he's
by
distracting.
John.
It's so fun.
So I just wanted to
talk
about
that green. Sorry.
Real Lights CIO battery-free bike light.
What, they had a green cross on the corner. I was impressed.
I'm
going
to stab you in the heart. With something sharp.
I'm gonna go. I'm showing the stream. Like the gadget. Hate.
I guess I could stab you with my hate if I could turn it into something.
Drive your blinkers on.
Besides,
oh,
resentment,
man, I hate
regret.
When people drive with their blinkers on.
You're just the worst kind of driver.
Cody Farrow says, "Hey, fags."
Oh, Cody! Oh,
hey, what's
well,
up?
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Why is this making you take a right, a left, and a right instead of just going up one more block and taking a normal right?
Apparently.
Well, there you go.
Get some gas, John.
You're still got a full tank. I just keep going. 10 minutes left.
You gotta get
6 miles.
I find that this device is really fascinating, mainly because I love anything that uses normal, everyday motions and turns them into electricity. So this battery-free bike light is, you put it on the frame of your bike, on the rear and front tires, and then on the tire itself, you're putting a small magnet that's vertically aligned with where the light is, and as the bike wheel turns, the magnet swipes next to the light and hits a solenoid and generates electricity to power the light. And
very
so
nice.
Every time that happens, the light blinks, and the faster you are
going,
the more electricity you can generate in the more constant the light becomes. Now being sold for 233 DKK, which is
Danish krone hours. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's the only country I know like for sure what their currency is.
Yeah. Right. I don't know why. Yeah. Where did you pick that one up?
Because I went there.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Cool. I did not know.
I think I have some krone hours at home.
Which is about $35 roughly because their currency is.
It's oh dude, they also cheap. Do gas by the liter.
Yeah.
Most European countries do.
Yeah.
Canada.
Yep.
Everybody
did not understand their gas prices. I went there and was like, how much am I going to pay? Like,
couple things. Cody said, sorry, I didn't mean fags of my friends. I'm so sorry, guys. Rachel said that John, as the driver, is obviously using Siri to navigate. And then Cody said, I'm sorry, guys, I didn't mean bags, and then my friends. Okay. Someone needs to type, and Rachel made a good point.
So, now, this isn't necessarily anything new, though, right?
Like, no, no.
Like, I'm pretty sure they've had lights like this for a little while. So, is it what's special about, like, is it the brightness or the how long it lasts?
It's the intensity, the capacitance, because it can store some of the electricity for an amount of time to continue.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So it doesn't just stop when you stop.
No.
Nice.
It's extraordinarily durable and small and easy to install onto your bike. So they have just an Allen key on the bottom of it with a loop that you can take the small loop and then put it in the opposite side, and you tighten the Allen key, and then that straps the thing down like a zip tie, and then you do that on this one of the spokes of your wheel and on the frame of your bike. It's
that
also
one was half price. two lights get one half
price. It's
also price.
Just powered by a magnet. I mean, it's not like a fancy alternator or something like
right,
that you need to
right.
put to your bike. But it's waterproof, and it's toting that the level of lumens are visible at 300 meters. But I just. Even for $35 for both the front and the rear light, I think that's a pretty good investment.
Mm. Is it both? You get front and rear for that? That's that's a great price.
That is, yeah.
Definitely.
What was that last funny, Adam?
John was stuck at a red light at 1:30 in the morning for no guy.
This game is more and more realistic by the second.
Is his bed blue now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the bottom of the bed is blue now.
What does that mean?
How sleepy he is. The colors are pretty weird in this.
Cody Farrow says, sorry guys, I drive tow truck and I've had a long day. I've been up since 4:45 a.m. and it's now 12:45. Hey, man. We're not judging.
I'm a long-haul driver, and I feel you, bro.
Yeah. John's been driving solid for like an hour. It's been crazy.
3 minutes. 1 mile to go.
He's been sitting on that couch, like, just sweating over how to do it.
Dude. It is rough, man.
It's been a journey. You went from absolute beginner to pro in 57
I'm
going to
go for the straight backup this time.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
And not the fancy one that I couldn't do.
Not the auto park.
Let's see if you can make 13 grand. Also,
that's a red light.
Never mind.
And everything in your cab just goes shifting forward.
Do you have anything else on your little light there, Pete?
No, it's really not needing any more explanation.
I would say it seems very basic, but very useful, especially for people to live in cities.
It's just started today. It already has, I think, one third. Yep, about a little less than a third of its pledged amount, $9,000, with their pledged amount of $36,000.
Nice.
It'll be available in October, and they have a 48% off early bird special for that $35.
And it's still available?
Gotcha. It's still available, yes.
Wow.
And they're funded? 29 days ago.
So we're looking at about like $60
not quite
or
funded,
so.
But I'm thinking that they will. In 29 days, and they already have one third of it now. I feel like
they're probably going to get it within the week, yeah.
Yeah, they're going pretty strong. What were you saying?
So about $60 for retail price.
Yeah,
roughly.
I would say so. Yeah.
So you live and work roughly both. Within biking distance. Would you pick something up like this so you could
probably
ride to work?
But I just rode my car into a car door. So like I haven't been.
You rode your car into a car door?
Well, yeah, it opened right in front of me, and then my momentum hit the door. Yeah.
You rode your bike into a car door, or your car into a car door?
No, my bicycle.
You said you rode your car into a car door.
Yeah, so you're just like, how did you just like get on top of your car while it was in neutral and rode that motherfucker?
Yeah, on the ceiling.
Very nice.
What are they called? Car surfing?
Yeah.
So I car surfed my car into a car door. No, I rode my bike into a car door.
Gotcha.
And I'm kind of like psychologically not ready to go back on the road. My fingers messed up. Like, see the blood blister.
Oh,
my thumb.
Oh, yeah.
Discoloration there. Yeah. And then there's this gnarly.
Did you get a concussion from the car door?
Right there. No,
that's
I don't think
good.
So. But yeah, this is all discolored.
Look at his
right
leg.
Here. Yeah. It's not as bad as it was, but for the first 2 days, it was fucking purple. Like, it's my sucks. Whole part of my leg. But luckily, all the injuries were minor for the most part. So
they're closed.
It could have been weird. Oh, really? Maybe you sleep.
Go
until
get some
they,
sleep.
Yeah, just right where you are. Don't move.
Halfway out of the street still.
Yeah, block there. They'll know you're there now. You're
John,
not making
John,
that.
You can't
you're
hit
them. You're not making that.
No.
Also, it's pretty handy in this world that
there's a sleep icon over there on your mini map. I'm pretty sure that's
where?
What that is.
Yeah, on the left.
On the left, that blue icon.
Yeah, get out and walk. We'll do walking simulator.
Just try to park somewhere off the road and
maybe in that lot.
Get a lizard.
A lot lizard.
A lot
somebody
lizard.
Hangs out at
a whore. Yeah.
That hangs out at truck stops.
Trucker. Yeah. Okay. Truck,
yeah. Truck
whore.
Yeah. Yeah. Truck stop whore.
I love how long it took to someone to explain that. It was great. I knew what it was, but
you could just say it's a whore. And
yeah.
Like,
oh, okay. Lot lizard's a lot more fun to say. Say it, Peter. Lot lizard.
Lot lizard.
See, it's a good time.
Thank you for teaching me what I needed to know.
Learning new things every day.
I needed to know that apparently. It came up in my real life.
Well,
Steve says you can only park and sleep at rest stops and motels. Cody Farrow, who is the truck driver, says you should go in from the left to be a lot easier.
Ooh. Pro tip.
That was a real pro tip.
And Rachel says, you know, like normal people.
Kicking it into reverse. Oh, God. Oh, God. We're losing control of our car.
No, we're fine. We're
Let's
fine.
See how bad this is. Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
Well, actually... We could probably work this, so actually...
Are you going to park back there for no reason?
I really would hate to kill this stray before we get this delivery done.
You have to go the other way, though, right? You have to go right around the building?
I can't see my gears, because I'm not...
Well, yeah, you can above your map.
Yeah.
Your map.
You have to go around that way, right? No, that's closed, too.
Oh, God.
Oh, you hit him!
I didn't hit it.
Quick, bounce before the cops get there. Hey, maybe the person that's still in there that's at work late can come outside to see what's going on. You can leave them with your shit.
You're just like, okay, bye.
Steve says, good luck.
We're good.
Are you just gonna like fuck around in front of the business?
I have an idea. I have an idea. What if I come in at an angle, pull up in here,
no,
and then back it up?
Do it.
And then back it up.
Yes. You got this.
I don't think I have enough room to get in.
Try anyways.
Do it through the fence.
You want a different view? You want top down?
Yeah, let's see where we're at.
You got plenty of room.
Can you rotate that view at all?
I can't. Maybe he can.
You're still out.
Try a different view.
Well, I noticed if you look left.
So, can we sleep? I mean, I'm off the road.
Oh, they park.
Shut off your engine. Parking lot. Turn off your lights at least. You might need the engine for the air conditioner.
No one needs to see a big truck.
Good job doing in the dark. Ease her out of here.
With no headlights on.
It's a heist, motherfucker.
just decouple that shit and go.
That's true. You could leave it.
I don't understand what's happening.
Oh, he's going to jackknife it is what he's going to do.
There you go, Charlie.
Decoupling. No, don't decouple the trailer.
Yeah, oh, that's it. Such a terrible angle, too, to try to back up to it.
You're a dick.
You need to back up a little. You can't couple back in with it. I'm about to fuck
you, too. You got, yeah.
No, we're all right. I'll fix this. Adam can try and stop me, but I got too much truck driving skill. Can I get my headlights back at least?
Yeah, L. I suppose I'll give you those.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Oh, man. I wish there was traffic, like, waiting for you. Right
now. To line the fucking cars.
Yeah. Hey, and then back up and you'll be coming from the left.
Steve says worst delivery ever.
Hardly, Steve. Hardly. I'm sure somebody is worse somewhere.
You want to talk about enough?
Nah, I got this. I don't need you anymore.
90 degrees.
Yeah, you went a little too off to the right, I think. But
I think he's okay.
Yeah, you can get this. Where's the backup camera?
It's not that new of a truck.
It's not? There you go.
I got nice. It. Oh, okay. I don't even need you anymore.
You don't? All right.
L.
Now, just, yeah. Straighten up and back.
Look, right there. Oh, there it is.
Oh, nice.
God, how much money did we lose? A couple hundred bucks.
Look, that one's actually a trailer. The other one was like a magnifier, like a...
Yeah.
It was like a job...
It was agency.
Yeah.
It was probably a place you could pick up a second job.
It said recruiting, so... Yeah. Oh, okay. There you go.
So we're going to go for the straight back in this.
No, look at the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, this one you picked is a drive-in.
Yeah, so that's even better.
Yeah, the other one's a back
this
end.
This is completely achievable.
Oh, you got this.
What the hell?
The other one's achievable. It's just a little hard for the John.
How long before we just skip it and do auto parking?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. You.
He's got it.
Yeah,
he's fucking got it. He's a baller.
Nice.
What about that, Steve?
Decouple.
Yeah, nice. What you know about that, Puck? Just kidding.
How much money?
Probably.
Let's see what I got. Excellent. I even got a couple of tickets.
Ooh, is there, Steve? Is there a?
You got a proficiency bonus.
It must be for that sweet maneuver of decoupling your trailer and flipping around.
Hey, did you see me pro hookup though?
You're a level 2 newbie now.
Yeah.
Did you see that pro hookup though? After he disconnected me, I got a first try.
Oh, shit. This game has been way funner than I thought it was going to be.
Steve says, well done.
Nice.
Yeah, Steve.
He also says he usually does the middle one when it comes to parking.
Ooh, hazardous.
That's
what I did.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one
that's
we
the
did.
That's the pulling. And or straight
or
back.
Straight
up
back.
On,
yeah.
The first one I tried was the really crooked one through all the shit, and I was like, man, that was a bad idea.
I would really love to play this game in VR. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I can check my email.
Oh, finally.
They just didn't want me doing it on the road. Okay, how much do you want?
Money. Look, there's some spam in the middle. Like, need money? We can help.
Bank. Just send this Ethiopian.
Just from bank.
50,000 grand. But they want...
I only need...
What is that? Like, 50
million?
You figure that out, Peter.
I'm kind of proud of you, Adam.
So, like, I could get $100,000.
Yeah, but then you have to give them $1,800 a
day. That's not even
enough
for a new truck, probably, so...
Yeah.
All right, we're big now. Let's
go to see. Go see how much new
look,
trucks are.
We have rates up to $8,700 for a job if I have my own truck.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We'll go see how much the trucks are. The brand new truck for sale. Yeah, go to the showroom. Oh, watch you. They make you drive there.
Yep, they do.
Buy online.
Visit selected dealer. That's another button you can do as well.
This trusted is customers only.
Visit select. Yeah.
Do you want to travel? Yes.
Yeah. Seriously? Okay. While we're doing this, why don't we go ahead and head out?
Yeah.
It does make you... hello? How much is that one?
I can't...
$127,000.
Yeah.
It's listed price.
Yeah, I can talk him down.
I'll give you $10,000.
All right, I like how that became an addiction.
Do they have
John for 2 weeks.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
Dude, these are getting expensive. These are getting a little...
Those are the good ones. Not that one, though. That one.
Yeah.
Steve says you make way more with your own truck, and you can customize
it. That's a nice truck.
I need a bigger loan than 100K, though. Like, if I get 100K, the only truck I can buy is... I can't buy any of these.
We already have 12.
Stock offer.
You could... Oh, that one's 13. Never mind.
All right. Be sure to check out the Hello Neighbor videos that Adam and I did over the course of last week. We will be streaming again on Thursday, probably with Garrett. And then other than that, we'll see you guys next Monday for sure when we play a new game. And check out Lazy Night's other content at comicsbrew.net.
Yep. Thanks for joining us.
Yep.
Bye.
See you next week. Bye. Bye.